उत्तमाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. आयुधिकान चैप्टर नंबर 43 कौशल्यास लैमेंट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. कौशल्य सेड, ओ किंग, as the black cobra just rid of its love release itself of its cruel venom by planting its fangs in the doomed body of someone and seeks whom it may attack next, even so Kaikeyi the cruel serpent in human form bit Rama with her venomed fangs of deceit, drove him to the woods and roams abroad seeking whom she might next ruin. A serpent gets into a house and strikes terror into the hearts of those within and without. Even so, Kaikeyi has done with Rama and would even practice her fiendish cruelties upon me. O noble king, if it is the desire of your heart that Bharata should sit on the throne of Ikshvaku and not Rama, please yourself by all means. But how does it necessitate your exiling Rama to the forests? Are you afraid that he may plot some evil against Bharata? Rama shall be the slave, the humble bondsman of the young king. Would it be a heavy burden to Bharata to feed him? Well, I will spare him even that trouble. My Rama shall live upon the generosity of the charitable souls of Ayodhya. Anyhow, I want him to be with me. The Agnihotrins offer on the new and full moon days cakes of rice to the gods and the fathers, but set apart the husks, saying, I give this to the Rakshasas, to them it belongs and not to me. Even so have you all deceitfully driven away Rama from the kingdom that is his by every right, and have cast him aside as a portion of the Rakshasas. My hero of a boy is, even now, taking his way with Lakshmana and Sita at his back to the gloomy forest with the lordly gait of a noble elephant. My lord, how had you the heart to doom to the horrible forest life the children who were utter strangers to misery and want, pain and trouble, and that at the bidding of that black-hearted Kaikeyi? Did you bestow a thought on their inevitable fate or on the countless dangers and difficulties that would beset their path? Rama and Sita are in the very flower of their youth. It behooves them to pass the springtime of their life all joyfully with wealth, luxury, pomp, splendor, dresses, ornaments, seats, conveyances, attendants, and what else a heart may desire. Now behold the work of your hands. You have hunted them out of the kingdom into the frightful forests where man is not. Deprived of every accustomed article of luxury, they feed perforce upon roots and fruits like the wild animals or like the wilder men that roam the woods. Clad in the rough skins of beasts, all uncouth, with their fair hair wound in matted coils about their head, they fling their weary limbs on the rough ground at the foot of some merciful tree or rock, their hearts ever trembling at what may befall them at the hands of a cruel beast or a crueler Rakshasa. High merit and holy did you lay up thereby. Would that this day behold the ceasing of my sorrow and the return of Rama, Lakshmana and Sita. Ah, would I ever behold Rama and Lakshmana pass through the mortals of this world-renowned Ayodhya as a strong man refreshed after his dreamless slumbers? Would I ever behold the citizens raising aloft with happy shouts, flags and banners, arches and columns, and celebrate the joyful occasion with loud acclamations and deep, even as the Lord of the waters when the moon calls out to him? When would my boy, the prince of heroes, enter the city on his lordly chariot with Sita before him like a shapely cow before her bull? When would I see his million subjects stand along the high road and scatter fried grain and flowers along his path? Would I ever see Rama and Lakshmana come back to Ayodhya, graced with beautiful earrings and shining from afar like lofty peaks, with their weapons before them in their chariot? When would I see the Brahmana maidens go around the city in auspicious circuit, giving flowers and fruits to all they meet? When would my darling Rama, old in wisdom but of sweet 25, like unto the gods, come back to me and chase away grief and sorrow from my heart, even as the merciful heavens that pour down their welcome showers thrice a month? Is it that I was guilty in my past births of the terrible sin of cruelly cutting off the udders of cows when the calves were eagerly springing forth to draw their sustenance? Else, how could I reconcile this awful visitation with the fact that I am the fortunate mother of such a hero? I suffer indescribable tortures, deprived of my only son by the cruel hands of Kaikeyi, even as a cow whose only calf is slain before her eyes by the cruel beasts of prey. How can I bear to live away from my Rama, master of all arts and sciences, and endowed with every envied excellence of heart and head? Fate wills not that I live on earth, too is starred to behold my princely hero. The grief of separation from my heart's joy consumes me, even as the summer sun burns up the hapless earth with his thousand rays. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.